Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again.
Well, I was on the fence about doing this one. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do a podcast with all the things that are going on, all of us personally here, you know, dealing with the flooding, dealing with just trying to get a normal routine on the way. And there's people like MVP Realty that are out in Turks and Caicos enjoying the weather and the good times and messaging me every hour. But I think everyone else is going through the struggle, man, including myself. So if don't mind me, if you hear a little girl in the background that's just having a pure cabin fever of being stuck in a place for over a week, you know how that goes. You know, the teenagers can get away with it. Teenagers, as long as you have power, they just hide away in their own world. But when you have a seven-year-old like I do, it's just attention 24/7. And when you don't have a lot of the essentials that you had before and they're not going to school, forget about it. I mean, they're driving you nuts. So I have to pent up some frustration on this thing. But and on a serious note, I hope everyone is doing well, is getting on their feet and moving along as this storm has passed us. And this past week was a very weird one because we were not able to watch any games, obviously, because every channel had the storm going. And then by that time, your TV cut off. So it was very weird to kind of follow it all and see the ramifications of it all. So to start off, man, I'm going to go with Carter versus Donnie. We had a win by Carter, 95-89. It wasn't a really exciting game there. Donnie should have beaten you, Carter. I mean, he should have beaten you big time because Tom Brady just laid an egg on you. I mean, he only had 13 points. He didn't have any touchdowns. I mean, if you'd have just had one touchdown, Donnie would have won this one. Although I will give you credit, your boy Leonard Fournette did come through. It seems like he's going to be the stable one there. I mean, T.J. Yeldon got inactive, and then Chris Ivory is going to be the backup. So I don't know, but a good start thus far with that pick. I would say Kelvin Benjamin, Cam Newton connection didn't come through for you as strong, but it's one of those things that there's plenty of games to be played. So overall, Zach Ertz even came through because he's going to be their main target. I mean, you got 8 targets as well, but overall, you got lucky because, again, Donnie just didn't have any touchdowns with Brady and Fat Kelly. What a decision there. You know, you gotta be able to play your game. I mean, right now I'm looking at your bench, Donnie. You left some points on there. You sure did. You sure did, my friend. But you went with the right moves. So anyway, you know, that's what you get. You know, until next time. Next up, the underdog, Anthony, came through against Big Burke. Yeah, I think Anthony, very underrated with his team. I think his top three that he has. And overall, he did a good job. I mean, gosh, I mean, once, you know, the one of the things is like when once you have the guy that scores the most points in fantasy for that week, you're pretty much done. So when you have Kareem Hunt having 41 points, I'll call it a day. I'll be like, all right, that's it. I'm done. It's a wrap. So overall, Burke, yeah, I mean, Carson Palmer had a rough start there. And Le'Veon Bell, what happened there, man? That guy's a steady horse. But, hey, at least he's around. He's not like David Johnson, you know, out for 2 or 3 months. You know what I mean? So I think you're good with that. Brandon Cooks, it's just going to be take a time with Brandon. It's just hard in New England, isn't it? I think for them it's a little bit like New Orleans. They just spread the ball around a little too much for my liking. That's why I stay away from them. But Marshawn came through. All of that. Let me see if he left some points on the bench there. Yeah, Jeremy Maclin. Could have helped you out there, but I don't think there was enough points, man. I mean, you really just had a tough outing there. I mean, it was, again, when you're playing against the top scorer in fantasy, you're SOL, stuck out of luck. Next up, I mean, you know, the lovable loser, team out for blood, Kevin. You know, what else is new? The streak continues. You lost one, but I'll give you credit, Kevin. You did come through with Sam Bradford. That is one of the people that we always underestimate, and it's consistent. A little bit like Alex Smith, but Alex Smith is so erratic. He'll have 30 points 1 week, and then another week he has 7. But, yeah, Sam Bradford came through for you. Your running backs just need help, bro. You're just a big debacle. I'm looking at T.Y. He's going to be ineffective with Andrew Luck out. So, good luck there. Let me see if you left some points on the board. On the bench, I should say. Yeah, Chris Thompson. Even Randall Cobb would have helped you out, but nah, it didn't matter. I mean, Paul with the bittersweet win, just because. I mean, you're looking at that. Man, it's just so depressing, isn't it? When you just have your guy just go down, like your number one pick. It's like, darn. Like, how do you bounce back, Paul? How does Big Blue bounce back? This is where your drafting skills come in. So now you have CJ Procise. You have TJ Yeldon on the bench. I think you're going to have to make a phone call to yours truly. I mean, are you going to go with old reliable Frank Gore? This is a very interesting dynamic, buddy. David Johnson's out because, see, this is the thing. Those guys account, guys like David Johnson and Antonio Brown, they'll account for two positions, meaning they'll get you 20 points consistently. And, yeah, you're SOL. But you got the other stud, Ezekiel Elliott. So now where you're supposed to be, you know, having a queen and the bishop, man, you're out of the queen, bro. Now you got the bishop and, you know, I'm still got my pawns running around. Bad, shitty chess reference there. You know, most of you guys just play checkers, if that. Not trying to be funny here, but I'm definitely out of the funk, man. I'm not into it. Jags, you know, Sweet Run versus Matt. This is the you screwed me in the trade deal, meaning that, you know, Matt is still, you know, seeking out revenge for that shitty deal Ron made a couple years ago with MVP Realty. And he didn't get it. He didn't get it because, goodness, you know, this guy. I mean, you picked the teams, huh, Ron? I mean, I was laughing at you. You picked two defenses back-to-back. And here they are. They were the top-scoring defenses available. I mean, it's pretty interesting that you went ahead and picked them both. I knew the Rams were going to be better just because of Wade Phillips being there. He's been consistent anywhere he's gone, unless he's a head coach. You know, if he's a defensive coordinator, I'm all in. But, yeah, your guys are just solid throughout. And your MVP was Rams D. And you didn't leave any points. Well, Kirk Cousins, yeah, Mariota did better than Cousins. And then for you, D's, I mean, your guys, man, just Odell Beckham, that was a gamble, wasn't it? Late night gamble there. But you didn't have much points on the bench either, so other than Phillip Rivers. But, I mean, Derek Carr held up his own too. So it was just a bad week for your guys. Man, Paul Perkins, oof, goodness. I mean, Shane Vereen had more than him, I want to say. And, yeah, Thomas Rawls, I mean, that's going to be an interesting one. Yeah, they have a funny situation over in Seattle. It seemed like they got three running backs going. So it's going to be interesting how that plays out for you, man. Your starters, these are good, but so far, outside of Garcon, Ajayi, I like your team, but you didn't come through. So kudos to Sweet Ron on that one. We got coming up here. We got Maddie played Diesel, and I mean, Diesel just barely squeaked out a win here, even with crappy performances from Russell Wilson and Brandon Marshall. How did Brandon Marshall get a point when Odell Beckham wasn't playing? I mean, can you explain that to me? Isn't that the enigma of Eli Manning, right? I mean, he's just so good. He goes on a stretch when he's on fire, and then all of a sudden, he just dusts the duds. Like, he's, oh man, it's got to be frustrating as a Giants fan. I don't even know the discussion of why he's even a Hall of Famer. I mean, yeah, he's got two Super Bowl rings, but man, I don't know, man. We got to talk about that one on another podcast. But yeah, overall, man, you squeaked out a win. Glizzly came through for you. Brandon Marshall, CJ Anderson laid an egg for you. That was it. Your MVP was Glizzly, man. He helped you out big time. And you left some points in the bench with Thielen. And it's all contingent on Bradford. I mean, you know, no one thinks Bradford's going to be doing this good. But I guess with Dalvin Cook and the continuity, because remember, he got traded. I want to say he got traded early in the year in 2016. So, you know, now he's more acclimated to the system environment. So I think he should have a better year. I think I saw something online that talked about Bradford being a top three quarterback in the last six or seven games that he's played. So, but you, Maddie, I mean, Man, outside of Breeze, Adrian Peterson, AJ Green, Fitzgerald just didn't underperformed a little bit, and Martellus Bennett underperformed. Forte, that's just a tough deal there. Bills D, your boys and the Bills came through, and Gostkowski came through, but you left some points with Witten on the bench, but Oral Faithful, you always get him in the draft, man. You know he's good for something once in a while. And last but not least is me and MVP Realty. This is the battle that we have going. I always tell him I'm the best. And Eddie, you guys saw the group text. He's trying to sneak in all these shenanigans and trying to get a default win. But at the end of the day, talent is talent. And when you're plowing away through the competition like I have thus far, it's hard to deny that I don't deserve the win, right? This is a shellacking. MVP Realty, what do you do on draft day exactly? You show up, you make jokes, you make fun of everyone, but here you are, getting your tail kicked by 40 points. Another lovely donation. I don't understand. You're just a big dope. I'm so disappointed in you. You going in, Danny would have, God, that's not your fault. He would have given you nine points easily. Alshon Jeffrey, why would you go with that? Crabtree was solid. Gronkowski just laid an egg on you there, okay? Emmanuel Sanders, I don't know why anybody's investing in Denver wide receivers. Do you really trust that quarterback? I remember one of my years ago, I was picking out receivers that had really shitty quarterbacks, and I paid the price. I said, never again. I'm just looking at the quarterback. And if the quarterback is decent, I'm picking receivers. But, yeah, very hard, man. And you left some points on the bench with LeGarrette Blount. But overall, you couldn't get help, man. I just plowed through. I just got a good team. And, yeah, Carter telling me that I have the eighth best team. I don't know about that. But, again, it's kind of – I'm half-hearting it here a little bit because of just the weekend that we had, all of us here in town. And then I was looking at some of the transactions that, people picked up. We went ahead finally, had some waiver wire action. And, I wanted the picks obviously were with the running back from Chicago. It seems like he would be really good with Dynasty Keeper. But obviously that's not what we play here. But I forgot his name. I'm trying to look through all of these. Man, it's like nothing here. I'm looking, Alvin Kamara got picked up. Jesus fucking Christ. View all activity, man. What the fuck is wrong with me here? Oh, damn. Get your shit together, dude. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, so MVP Realty got Tariq Cohen. That was one of the hot ones that had to come in. Charles Clay, good job there because that's one of the top tight ends. It's just hard to tell in Buffalo, right? But I think that'd be one consistent cog and Kerwin Williams. I don't know how you got him, Paul. I would have been chomping at the bit if I was someone else, But, hey, everyone's different. I know Burke, he went ahead and got Nelson Aguilar because he's running back heavy. So, yeah, it ended up working out for you, buddy. You ended up getting the handcuff, and hopefully that works out for you. So, I don't know, Burke. Picking up Alex Smith, Carson Palmer. It's one of those deals. But overall, man, it was a good week. I think the rankings are – let me go ahead and check these out real quick. And, again, my apologies if I'm stumbling through this. I just wanted to see. Well, right now, we got Anthony up on top with points and Sweet Ron and then myself, top three. And, obviously, MVP Realty's in last place. So, what else is new? But, yeah, the play of the week was Kareem Hunt. That was a stud for all of us, whoever – for Anthony starting him. And I think also a co-MVP goes out to the Rams defense because that was a really smart move. But overall, man, the dummy, MVP Realty is a dummy. You could pick any one of his roster decisions. It's obviously why he's in last place. And, just have a good laugh on that. It's only the first week, but I feel pretty good. And for you guys that need running backs, come a knocking. You know where I'm at. So, again, hope everyone is safe and doing better and moving along through this process, this minutia of Irma that has left us behind. And I'm looking forward to watching some football next week.
I mentioned inside, my liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka.